Metal Mondays with Anna and AJ on the 80s at 8.
Hey, welcome into Metal Monday here on the 80s at 8, part of the After Hours on 97.9 The Hill. Yes, it is your kind, fun, edgy night guy host, AJ. Through the magic of radio, I'm still here to do Metal Monday, even though I'm not actually at work today. Don't ask. It's really not complicated. I just don't have the time to explain it. Joining me this week, once again, it's my fill-in co-host, Victor Lewis. Victor, how are you?
Yeah, I'm back. I'm back again on Metal Monday. I'm glad that I get to redeem myself from last time. I recognize that Mr. Brownstone and Guns N' Roses
not a strong choice.
Not a strong choice. So I came back much, much stronger.
Did you?
Yeah. I let you take the lead the first time, so I'm going to do that again. But just be warned that whoever you have chosen is going to get obliterated.
Okay, so we'll go ahead then and do my choice first, and then we'll see what you've brought to the table. So I'm going to start off tonight. I'm going to be honest with you. I've discovered an issue in my apartment recently. I have a rat problem.
Oh, no.
Yes.
Oh, no.
Yes.
You're going to... It sounds like you and them rats just need to go round and round.
They came out of the cellar in 1984. It's round and round from rats.
Of course it is.
On the 80s at 8 and Metal Mondays here on the Hill.
Put you
And we're back from laying out traps for the rats here on Metal Mondays on 97.9 The Hill. No, I didn't lay out traps. That's just cruel. It's rats round and round out of the cellar, 1984. Victor, you're going to have to try hard if you're going to beat a rat.
I won't even have to try. While rat is a worthy opponent for most bands, What if I told you that the Pantera you know that started in the 90s is not where Pantera began? Because
I was about to say, Cowboys from Hell didn't come out until 1990, so you can't use that.
I get to claim Pantera because Pantera formed as a band in the early 80s. Cowboys from Hell is their fifth album.
Really?
Oh, yeah. They started off as a glam metal band.
What?
Five albums of Pantera glam metal exist. It's hard to find them on YouTube, even. I am so excited to do this. I didn't know that this fully existed until I started doing research trying to find a strong opponent for Metal Mondays. And yeah, they even had a different lead singer. It's like a Black Sabbath and Dio situation. They fired their glam metal singer when they made the hard transition to the hard-driving Pantera that you know. That lead singer's name is absolutely perfect for glam metal. My man's name is Terry Glaze.
Terry Glaze.
Terry Glaze.
Ladies and gentlemen, here's Terry Glaze.
So he runs a party band in like the Hamptons these days. Let's not worry too much about Terry Glaze. And instead, from 1985, off the album I Am the Night, we're going to hear Valhalla.
This is so glammy.
Oh, it's going to be good.
And we're back from whatever mind-blowingness that just was from Pantera.
Yeah, what did I tell you? I told you it was going to be something. Pantera, Valhalla, 1985. Yeah, what do you have?
I don't even know how to categorize that in the Pantera pantheon.
The Pantera Pantheon. I don't know. Yo, it's cool to see the evolution of bands. And you can hear some of the strains, right? Like, you can hear what Pantera will eventually become. But they sound completely different playing this genre of stuff. And I'm into it. I gotta say, I'm into it. I'm excited to talk to somebody about how much I like Pantera and then to just brush them off and be like, no. Like, early Pantera, man. All their later stuff.
Pre-1990.
They really fell off, okay? Like,
that's... Cowboys from Hell was really the beginning of the end, mid, if I'm honest.
That's a mid-album at best.
All right, so did you have a second pre-90s Pantera song?
That song was sort of the one I wanted to play to win. So I feel like if we're going to take a victory lap.
Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and give it to you because I'm just interested to see if there's a second one.
So I'll tell you what. Why don't we do one from literally the first album Pantera ever put out? It's called Metal Magic. It was released in 83. And the album cover is a really jacked guy with like a cat face holding a sword, and he's painted above in like pink bubble letters. And they're all kind of shiny. It's a crazy album cover. It looks nothing like anything Pantera did. This song is called Widowmaker.
Widowmaker 1983. It's Pantera here on the Hill. I don't even know what's happening.
Glam metal Pantera is something else. I shudder to imagine the stage shows. I bet there were capes.
There had to be capes.
There had to have been capes, especially with that cat man and the bubble letters with the sword. You know, it looks like some custom van art. This is custom van era Pantera is what this is.
Here's a fun little thought for you. Could you imagine a Pantera fan through the 80s?
Where, like, you really love this band.
Really love the band. And then they take that turn in 1990 with Cowboys from Hell. Do you stick around?
Man, Pantera really sold out, man.
They went corporate.
Man, I tell you what, this is a good redemption from that Guns N' Roses. I look forward to the next time I come back here on Metal Mondays. I'm going to pull out some other good stuff for you guys.
There you go. Victor Lewis joining me once again here on Metal Mondays, part of the 80s at 8 on the After Hours, 97.9 The Hill. I'm AJ. More music coming up next.